What's up? What's up? You are now listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. This is a recap of Raising Kanan, Season 3, Episode 8, titled Reckonings. So we got the full crew today. Tiffany is here. Kim is here. Daron is here. Leon is here. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's good?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, so let's start from the beginning with Drunk Lou stumbling up to Rock's crib.
Ooh, I'm so over him. I'm over him.
Yes.
Since episode 2, I was upset that this was going to be his character. And I didn't want them to keep it this way, but it seems like this is him. This is his season, a drunk dude.
Right.
Fucking grace.
And he's not even, like, learning the lesson.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. It's very cringe.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I don't think Lou dies this season. Do you guys think he dies?
Yeah.
I think it's a very strong possibility. I feel like they keep setting that up. Mm-hmm. But if he doesn't die, then what's the purpose next season?
Exactly.
They'll figure something out for him.
Because I doubt he'll be working with, you know, with Rock and them again. So what is he going to do?
Well, what about the music stuff he's doing?
He's so off and on with that. He keeps fucking it up by being drunk. He's going to have to sober up and be consistent if that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. So, guys, I sent a picture to the group chat. If you would all just take a quick second to take a look at that picture.
Okay.
Do you see who's missing from that picture?
Wait, this is the season 3 premiere, right? Premier
yes.
Party?
Yeah. Unique is missing, correct?
They get some foreshadowing.
Yeah, Unique is missing.
I do.
I missed the Lou. Oh, no, never mind.
Lou is there.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's in the red.
You know who's not there?
Who?
Detective Howard.
Oh.
Omar Epps?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guess what? I ain't even missing.
Same. I'm with Kim. Get rid of him.
I ain't even miss him in this picture.
So the reason I think Lou lives is directly connected to Detective Howard. This is one of the times, guys, where I actually watched the preview for the next episode. Did you guys see it?
Yes. I did.
Yeah.
So we saw Lou sitting in a chair and Howard pulled a gun on him, right?
Yeah.
And what did Lou say? He said, Marvin, don't let him kill me, right?
Yeah.
Don't let her kill me.
Yeah, he said her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Either way. Detective Howard had the gun on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then Rock walks in.
Right.
Like she's the one who called the shot.
Okay. So twice in this episode, Marvin expressed to Rock how important it was that they take care of Lou. Marvin even said, we can take him somewhere. He needs to talk to somebody. I got better. So can he. Rock said, fuck all that. He need to sit down somewhere, right? And then a second time, he was like, I think the priority right now should be Lou. Forget about who's selling what. Forget about the situation with Kanan being competition right now. Lou is important. I think that Marvin is going to take out Howard to try to save his brother.
Interesting.
That could be a thing. That could be... So we think Rock called that shot, though.
Well, in the preview, she definitely sat with Howard and said... Lou needs to be silenced because he can bring us all down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I don't think she knew where Lou was. I think Howard found him and sat him down. And like you said, Leon, then, you know, after he found Lou, he called Rock and then Rock and Marvin came in and whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
You know, you might be right about that. I'm trying to figure out how that would change the dynamic between Marvin and Rock at that point.
Right.
Mm.
Well, I 100% thought that Lou was going to die this season. But after I saw the preview and when he was yelling, Marvin, don't let her kill me, I was like, that's too predictable now for him to die.
Correct. Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's too predictable. So maybe he's not going to die.
Okay. Sounds plausible.
So the mother shows up. We could do without the mother. Like, there could have been a number of things they could have done. Like, what role does the mother play besides, like, she really hasn't done anything. So, like, I don't know what's up with her character. What do you guys think about the mother showing up to babysit Lou?
I don't know.
That's how I feel.
I don't think she really needed at this point.
No.
I think they bringing her back to shed some light on their childhood. That's what I think. I think that's why they introduced the mother, and why she's got more scenes, more episodes, is because I think now they're going to start peeling back the layers and start giving some insight into why they are the people that they are based on their childhood. So that's why I think the mother is showing up now.
Okay.
That's true. Makes sense. Because we never know a whole lot about her mom, about their mom.
Right.
That's true.
She's pretty worthless to me.
Yes, exactly.
At this point, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe, you know, we're getting context as far as, like, you know, why Lou despises her so much, and, you know, why they have such a relationship.
I think we may see some flashbacks to when Lou was abused as a child, or how he was treated by his parents. Mm-hmm. I think we could see that either by somewhere near the end of the season or by next season.
I saw this crazy fan theory online that Cheryl is actually Lou's mother.
Really?
Yeah. You know how she knows a lot about the father, and the father spent a lot of time, I guess, with her?
Are you talking to a white lady?
Yes.
Hell no.
Hey, now wait a minute.
Snaps? The snap lady?
No. Cheryl, the woman who owns the bar.
How's she the mom?
That's the white lady.
Yeah, there's a fan theory that she is actually Lou's mother.
Really?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait. Hell no.
So she had Lou, like.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Gave birth to that kid, man. Yes.
The math isn't mathing.
But listen, I proposed that question on my power page, right? And I also asked, like, whenever we have a discussion and we talk about this or that, like, I talk about that. I ask fans the question, and I would say, like, 30% of people felt that Cheryl is actually, you know, Lou's mom.
That's interesting.
Wow.
I guess it would explain why she took such, like, a liking to him, and she was so mesmerized by the fact that she knew his dad. I mean, I do think she had something going on with his dad, but I don't know if I believe she's the real mom. They're going to have to paint that picture for me. They're going to have to flesh that out.
They're going to have to do some exquisite writing. When I tell you, like, Shakespeare himself couldn't write that.
Yeah, that's how that works.
They are good at writing. There was some attention to detail stuff that I want to get to with that conversation that Rock had. And that was amazing television, by the way. The conversation between Rock, Snaps, and Pop, like,
that was great.
Just that alone was a great 5 minutes.
Which one is the man? The Snaps?
Yes.
Is it Snaps?
Yes.
Bruh, he is so eloquent. Like, he eloquently read her for filth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so intelligent and scathing. Like, that was it.
The wife was direct with the, you come in here with your Chanel, your Gucci, da da da. But Snaps was giving her similes and metaphors and all types of shit.
Yo, he said treasures and castles that we ran through or some shit like that. I'm like, yo, this guy is painting pictures right now.
He ran her down, like, to the point where she was a little speechless. Like,
yeah.
I think I had tweeted something like, snap. I said Snaps crackled and popped, didn't he?
He sure did. The funny thing is, prior to watching Power, I didn't really know Patina Miller much, right? But I've seen more of her. She's a singer and she's on Broadway, so she's, like, decorated. You know what I mean? And I would say, besides Omar Epps, the only other, maybe he's not even recurring, but the only other actor that's up there with her as far as catalog or resume is the actor that plays Snaps.
Bunk. Wendell Pierce.
Yes.
Tony Danza, too. And Juke as well. I mean, Juke doesn't have such a long resume, but she's Broadway and sings and does all the things, too.
I didn't know that.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so just to see, like, Rock and Snaps have that dialogue, that was like a heavyweight fight, because it's like you say, like, he actually looked like he put fear in Rock. Rock kind of backed down from him a little bit.
Yeah, she was speechless because it was kind of, I guess it was true. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, basically, he was saying, like, we're letting you. The only reason why you're even on right now is because we're allowing it.
Exactly. And Stefano was under our thumb. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really interesting to see how that dynamic plays out in the next few episodes. You guys think they'll make it to season 3 as well? I mean, season 4?
Snaps and Pop?
Yeah.
Like, Rock's going to have to come up with something amazing to take them out. Amazing.
I agree.
Hey, Rocky, I think she can do it.
I don't know. They kind of seem like royalty, like kind of untouchable.
Unless Rock pins something on him. She loves pinning shit on people. And they don't have anybody for the Sal murder, right?
No.
Maybe her and Stefano can get together and pin that on them and get them up out the way, because that's the only way you're doing that.
Yeah, but Stefano got jungle fever, remember?
Right.
I don't think he's gonna side with Rock.
He has jungle fever. Remember, Rock can make him do anything.
At the end of the day, she's a dealer, high level dealer, but like they're the plug. You feel me? Like if we think about the players in this game right now, Quan, Stefano, and Snaps and Pops is really the financiers. Juliana and Joaquin are those three are the plugs. Stefano, Joaquin, and Juliana and Quan. Right? And then Snaps and Pops literally said, we just the financier. We just gave that weird ass nigga some money.
Yes.
So they're removed from that. I don't think Rock has the pull to make that type of move.
Well, then the question still stands. Will they be back for season 4? Because like I said, I can't see Rock taking them out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, they might make it to season 4. I mean, kind of as like the puppet masters, you know, like that kind of thing.
What do you just get phased out? I don't think it's something drastic. I don't think it's death or a federal investigation or nothing. Because look, they've been under the radar for so long. They obviously know how to keep their hands clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm. So that's true. One of the last things Rock said to these people before she said leave her fucking son alone is that.
You see the motherfuckers who really matter? They're the last to leave. The niggas will turn out the lights.
Fast forward to the end of the episode. You know what she did after she killed Juliana, right?
She turned the lights off.
She turned the lights off.
She's the motherfucker that really matters. That was so poetic, because when I saw her turn the lights off, I'm like, what was the purpose of doing that? And then in my head, I'm like, yo, she did say that. And I went back and she said exactly that.
Wow. Makes sense.
I don't know how she's going to do it. She's going to figure out a way to turn the lights off on Snaps and Pop. Rock is smart. She's going to figure out a way to do it. Another smart person in this episode was Captain Burke. So now we see that he's going to start this investigation into Howard. Like, Howard's not making it into narcotics. That was another question I asked in my poll question. Is Howard going to make it into narcotics? And this is where it was kind of confusing to me as far as, like, the people that watch Power and how I try to think about what they think. They said they believe he's going to make it to narcotics, right? And then another question I asked was, will the authorities find out everything Howard did from Sam to Burke to Scrap's mom and Scrap himself? And some people that said he'll make it to narcotics also said the authorities will find out. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't think that he'll make it to narcotics and have it uncovered that he's been behind all of these deaths.
Right. Yeah, I definitely think, I think this is the season for him to be exposed. Yeah. Because they're just putting too many things together, and now, you know, former Captain Burke is all over it, and he's speaking with he talked to, like, Nicole's dad or whatever.
Right, that was kind of strange to me. What would make you go back to Nicole's father? Like, what connection did Nicole have with Detective Burke? I can understand if it was Jukebox, but Nicole and Detective Burke?
Right. So,
but didn't Detective Burke go over to his house, right, and talk to Nicole's dad, right?
I think she did.
And so she probably got some notes somewhere. So maybe he's looking through her notes and seeing who she met with, who she talked to in her final months or whatever. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's how that came about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think that Detective Howard, he's about to fall. I don't really see him making it out unscathed unless they just pull something really big off.
Yeah, I'm tired of him. I'm absolutely tired of him. Like, he's been behind so much death, and he keeps getting away with it. And if these cops are cops at all, or the FBI have any intelligence at all, like, why can't they put two and two together already? I mean,
Shannon's dad got it. Shannon's dad, what? When he said, oh, he asked me not to say his name, and he was like, it was Malcolm Howard. Mm-hmm. What? That shit right there, it's like that moment was like when they killed John Wick's dog, and then the next scene you see him jackhammer in his kitchen. That's like Bruce Wayne ain't been Batman for 10 years, and
right.
Somebody do something ridiculous, and now he blowing the dust off of the super suit. Like,
right. Yeah, but think about this. Over. He's a retired cop, and it takes him, and he's only doing this because Burke is, you know, Shannon is his daughter. You know what I mean? Like, the other cops, the other authorities involved, they don't give a damn. They were just gonna let that shit fly.
Right. Oh yeah, he's on it now. He's definitely on it now, and I don't know. Detective Howard is gonna have to kill him.
He's not taking out Captain Burke.
Even if he did, it's the damage is done.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, it's over.
Yeah, I think it's over for him too.
Clip.
Let's go back to Lou really quick. So now he doesn't even want to do music anymore. What is next for him? Because I thought that the only thing that was keeping him alive was the music, but the only artist he had was Fame, and he gave Cheryl the tape to give Fame, and it's like he's finally done with this. He was sitting in his car with a gun. Was that the last time he saw Lou? Like, what were we supposed to think, that he was contemplating suicide? Like, what was that supposed to mean?
That's a good question. And it kind of felt that way. It kind of felt like he was like, I don't know. I don't know what you call it. Like, he was just, what do you call it? Make amends, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But like something like that. It just felt like he was closing everything, closing all the chapters, wrapping everything up. Mm-hmm. That's how he's going to go out.
Right.
I just need him to make a decision.
Yeah, please, man, stop
it. Make a decision.
I agree.
I'm sick of it. And I'm sure he's sick of it, too. I guarantee you, I don't know how happy Malcolm Mays is being drunk all season.
Yeah, that was, yeah, come on, man, do better. And
that would piss me off.
Right.
Also could be, you know, when we said we thought that there was a second, well, there, we thought there was a second shot at mm-hmm. Scrap's mom's house mm-hmm. that could just be building on like foreshadowing, because I really did think he killed himself.
Yo, by the way, that was another question I asked on the poll question. Was that a mm-hmm. second shot, or like, did you believe it was a second shot, or did you believe he shot the moms twice or whatever? And funny enough, more people thought that it was him killing himself, which I'd never thought that. But a lot of people watching did think that it was him killing himself.
See, man, me and Kim was on to something, bro.
I definitely thought that. I was like, oh, shit, he killed himself. Because he was so torn apart, you know, over Scrap and having to off Scrap's mom, too. I just thought he couldn't handle it.
But this is another reason why I didn't think that he would kill himself, because if he was going to kill himself, he would just kill himself. Why would you kill yourself after killing Scrap's mother? It was pointless.
That's true.
What do you guys think about Terry and David? We just met them for the first time, right? Rock says she wants to do business, use the extra space in their truck.
I I think they funny as hell.
Yeah, the guy David was out of control. Like something, the dude, he's out of control.
It's like Step Brothers. I immediately thought of Step Brothers the way they were bickering in the office.
Yes.
David's a bass head to me. Yeah, bass head.
A nigga said, looks like, Brock was like, looks like you're in trouble with your mom. He was like, our mother's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah. Crazy. Nuts. Yo, when homeboy, when Terry asked and said he want Hong's deal, I would have just said, done, you have it. Like, you don't know what the dude's deal is. I'm going to tell you, yes, you can have his deal. Easy.
Fair, fair, fair. But he would have found out. He would have found out.
How would he have found out?
You think them Asian niggas wouldn't talk, bro?
That's true.
No, they wouldn't, because if you don't want to mess up the business, you don't talk about the business.
Listen. She is a black woman to some old ass Chinese people. We not even talking like some like these. We talking some old Chinese people who do not like black people. Them niggas don't like black people.
That's true.
We got that when he first was like, oh, I only do business with Chinese restaurants. They would have sat down over some egg foo young, and Han would have been like, this is what she's giving me, and he'd have been like, oh. That's not what she giving me. Deals off. Or report her to the Fed, something. Only reason that the old guy at the Chinese restaurant is with it, it puts money in his pocket.
Right.
And the nigga knew how to use chopsticks.
Right.
Well, look, they got the deal done anyway, because Rock was Rock, and her and Marvin set it up, so now they got pictures of homeboy, and shit, he might wind up getting less than he was going to get the first time.
Yeah.
Thought she was just going to kill him. I didn't think that she was going to even play around. I thought she was going to kill that brother. But setting him up with the prostitute or whatever was fine. I thought she was going to kill him.
I don't know that killing him would have made sense, because she don't know how the operation works yet. You know?
That's true.
Like, it would make sense once she gets the inner workings, that nigga is good as dead. But I feel like this was typical Rock shit, like cunning. Yo, Marvin is a lap dog, bro. Yeah. He gets shit done. He was like, don't mind me, keep going. And then the last picture he took me out, bro.
That was wild.
That was wild.
How long was he in the dark for?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting to see him. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
I think he said, oh, you tell my wife? He was like, oh, I ain't going to tell her nothing. Just show her these pictures.
Yeah. Shit is comical, man. They cannot kill Marvin. Please.
Yo, I'm telling you, I would be devastated, bro.
Right. Same here.
Yo, everybody feels that way. I see the memes all over Instagram and shit. Like, yo, if y'all take out Marvin, I'm not watching no more.
Right.
He's everybody's favorite uncle, man. He's... Like, you know, we always need a favorite uncle. It was Uncle Phil for Fresh Prince. It was Uncle Bernie for Bernie Mac Show. We need a favorite uncle, man.
Facts.
Right. Yeah, because if they kill him, who we got?
Not Drunk Lou.
Nobody.
Lou could never be my favorite uncle.
No.
Yo, remember last season when they set Lou's house on fire? And we thought that he died when they set his house on fire and went in there to shoot him up. And it turns out he wasn't dead. Like, this is what you...
Which he died? Yeah,
exactly. Like, this is what Marvin dragged you out that fucking fire for?
Right. No, for real, bro.
Yeah.
The only respectable memory I have of Lou was when Jukebox and Marvin was beefing. And they sat at the dining room together. I was like, yo, he a real nigga. You know, like, he care about his niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. That I can say. Because even, like, when he had to pull up to get Kanan out of jail this season.
Right.
He's a good uncle. The nigga just, his demons is destroying him.
Right. So the conversation that Pop, Snaps, and Kanan had was about respect or fear. I don't think they're the same. And... For me, I would rather be respected than feared. What about you guys?
I'll take respect.
Sure. I, I take respect, but I think you got to think of it in terms of like what your environment is. If, I mean, in the drug game, you got to be feared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it does. I like what Kanan said. I think it does go hand in hand.
Yeah, definitely.
No matter what the environment is, especially even more if it's the streets, though, if people fear you, then they're just waiting for their time to take you out, to kill you. You know what I mean? So 50 said this, fear gets you killed.
That's true. Love gets you killed too, though.
That's true.
Imagine you the nigga that everybody loved and respect and adore. Somebody somewhere is jealous of that and want to take you out.
Yeah, regardless.
Now, will the retaliation be, the magnitude of the retaliation be better if you respect? Absolutely. That person is going to be exiled. Mm-hmm. Whereas the fear, they're going to be like, oh, finally we got this demon out of here. But you love would get you killed too.
Mm. Yeah. I choose respect, though. I choose respect.
Yeah, I mean.
Of course, Ronnie said fear.
Of course, yeah,
for the streets.
Right. Hey, Leon.
Oh, what he told that white lady.
I was about to ask Leon. Leon, we need your Ronnie impersonation. What did he tell the social worker?
He didn't ever look at the car, and I was waiting for that moment, right? Mm-hmm. I was looking for the moment where he would look at the car, and then the lady would look to him and be like, wow, Kanan, like, that nigga went up there and was like, don't you ever come in that apartment again. And you know which one I'm talking about, too.
Yo, she was terrified.
Yo.
Bro.
Whatever he said.
She was frightened.
She was frightened.
Yo, you know what's crazy, too? And they're doing a great job with the trailers. Because when I watched the trailer, the scene before that was Rock telling them to stay away from Kanan.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. then you see Ronnie say, she won't be bothering you no more.
Of course. Her. Yes.
And then lo and behold, it's her. I'm like, right. Oh, that was a great plot.
She won't be. Yes, I did think it had something to do with Rock.
I thought so, too. I did, too.
So Ronnie hasn't met Rock yet, right?
No.
I don't think met? So.
They haven't been in the same scene together. They don't know each other. Like they haven't seen each other. We haven't seen them see each other.
No, not since he's been out of jail. Yes. You are correct.
Do you think they'll see each other before the season's over?
I hope so. I hope so.
Probably the last episode. Probably the season finale.
Yeah.
Y'all know we talked about this already, but if you're in the last scene of the episode, you're probably going to die.
Hmm.
Because wasn't Scrap's mother in the last scene of episode 7?
Yes.
And yeah. then the last
who was
person.
The last one? Oh, who
Juliana.
Was
that?
Juliana.
Okay, yeah.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, I never put that together.
Who was in the last scene?
Juliana.
Oh.
I knew her time was coming. I couldn't wait.
Yeah, I couldn't wait either. She was a two-faced ass.
Just came a bitch overnight.
I told y'all.
She's feeling herself.
I told y'all. I said, yo, she's going to upset Joaquin for this. Going off by herself shit that she wants to do, you know?
Yeah. And I can't believe he like approved it, but I mean, I believe it now, but I didn't know it was going to happen like that. Like right. He was going to give the approval type shit.
Right. You guys think it was too early for her to go out, or do you think that it was just the right time? Because now Rock's getting to the nitty gritty. She knows, I guess she went direct to who she needed to go to, but mm-hmm. I do want to see that scene with her and Ronnie, because Ronnie is kind of what Kanan's muscle and partner at the same time, right? So maybe she doesn't even need to. Well, actually, she's going to need to do something because Ronnie handled this situation with the social worker. So whatever plan she had to get Kanan back in the crib, that's now been canceled. Now what's Rock's next move to get Kanan off the streets so he's no longer competition? She might have to kill Ronnie, right?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I can't. Well, she's smart. She'd be hatching plans. I don't know what she would come up with this time.
The cops wore roughing Ronnie up when on the preview for next episode. Mm-hmm. But Ronnie is so low. It's like, what are they going to catch him doing?
That's true. Unless they, that's true. I don't know how they're going to be able to link up.
Yeah. Question for you guys. Besides being a dope head, what's up with Gerald?
Oh, my God. Okay, is he dying next episode, y'all think?
Next? I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think Marvin's going to separate it.
He got to go.
I think... That was shocking to me. I mean, I know we alluded to it, and it makes sense. This isn't one of those things for, oh, man, like, where did they pull this out of?
Right.
But it was shocking.
But what do they have on him? Because he said you'll be playing board games with your daughter in Sing Sing, but on what basis? Like, if I don't cooperate with you, you're going to bring me up on what?
Being a drug addict. child negligence is pretty big, though.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Who's to say that's the charge, Leon?
He was the informant.
Yeah.
But you said what,
Eric? Who's to say that's the charge, child negligence?
It'd be one of them.
Yeah, because they don't go to school.
Said, how do we know they don't go to school? Well, are we assuming that?
They don't go to school. Yeah. They don't homework. Yeah, right. They asked about homework, and they were like, what's that? And they just ran away.
And then, right. not to mention, Marvin found them in the car while he was getting high. That obviously isn't the first time that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, so that I'm sure they've caught him doing goofy shit plenty of times.
Yeah.
He gonna pop himself. That's what I think.
Well, he gotta go.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
He's gonna do that, or he's gonna overdose. He's going to overdose. I think that's what I asked. I think another poll question I asked, will Gerald overdose? And a lot of people felt like he would, because, like, if you got to send your daughters out in the cold, you know what I mean, to get your high, you can't control that, man. That controls you. It might overtake him one day.
True.
That's true.
I don't think he's okay with it. Like, I think it's not one of those things where he's like, oh yeah, let me just save myself and throw this guy under the bus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like he feels like a piece of shit doing it as well.
Yeah, I think so too.
You can see it on his face.
And it just pisses me off though, because Marvin has been a good friend to him. Mm-hmm. More than a good friend to him. And he's doing all these like nice things for him, just for him to be the informant. Sucks. It really sucks.
How long was this set up, though? That's what I want to know. At what point did the feds come up to him and saying, we need you to work for us now?
That's a good question. Maybe since before the park.
You think, was it before he called them when he was in that motel?
I don't know.
No, after. Had to be after.
Okay.
Had to be after. I feel like, I think you might have said it, Eric. The park guy was in the FBI or something. Like, because that's when it was mentioned that he came up on the radar, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Either that episode or the end of the previous episode. But so okay, you're on my radar. Oh, you happen to be hanging out with this guy. They probably pressed Gerald and got him shook on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Just to get him to cooperate. So I don't think it was prior to the motel thing. They probably saw him as a week in. Mm-hmm. to get some information. Because right now, they don't got nothing that sticks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, damn, Gerald. It's so much shit to tie up, man. So this was episode 8, right? So we got 9 and 10. There's a lot of shit to wrap up.
Yeah. But he was even asking, like, he was kind of giving himself away. Marvin is smart, too. But the question that he asked him, he was like, "What the? Why you want to know that? Like,
right.
What? what does this have to do with Juke and the group?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe he's already kind of, it's on his radar.
Yeah. And my notes I have, I don't think Marvin will see Gerald ever again. Like, he knows. Like, he looked at the, he looked at his daughters, and he was like, man, I can't say what I really want to say. So I'm gonna mask it by saying this. Oh, stay in the lines, little girl. You're getting out of the lines and all over the place, like your pops. You know what I mean? Like, he's letting Gerald know, bro, you step out of line, it's going to get real for you. You know what I mean?
He was pissed.
He was pissed. He grabbed that knife.
His nose flaring, everything. Yeah. Talking to the police about me?
Yeah.
Right. And he's right. He's like 100% right. Whatever feeling he has right now is right.
I agree.
Which sucks. Sucks for Gerald. I ain't going to be around long. Either he going to OD or he going to get popped. Marvin going to have to kill him. But what's going to happen to the kids? Y'all think Marvin take the kids in?
I was just thinking this, Kim. Ronnie should have told them. Should have told the social worker about Gerald. That's what should have happened.
Yeah, because that's what she needed. That's who house she needed to go to.
Exactly. You fucking worrying about Kanan and Rock when this motherfucker's putting his daughters out in the cold to get high. Go take his daughters. Show up to his crib with police. I got an
apartment for you to go watch.
Exactly.
You don't need to watch my apartment no more.
Yo, how much do we care? I hate that I'm saying this, but how much do we care about Butter?
Well, I don't care.
We do not.
Okay.
Cool. I was surprised that Crystal set up those girls to jump Jukebox. I was not expecting her to be on that level.
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, she's good.
I mean, they was pulling out knives, for goodness sake. Like, they was ready to cut her. I wasn't expecting Crystal to be capable of setting that up. I know she petty. I know she want to be the top of the group, but I wasn't expecting that from her.
Right.
I wasn't shocked.
Yeah, neither was I.
Jukebox held their own, too. She
Yo, why they make it seem like Jukebox is about to throw him in front of the train?
I thought that,
Yo,
too.
Yo, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I thought somebody was.
I'm like, Juke is about to catch a body on these train tracks in front of all these witnesses.
You know what was like good acting though? Like when she came and they were getting ready to rehearse and she was like, "Your friends ain't shit." Like, she was so calm. Like, right. That moment was like, it was a moment.
Right. It's funny because Crystal was like, I don't know if she will make it. Knowing she had this shit set up. That shit crazy. But, I want to see Juke put hands on Crystal. That's what I want to see.
We might get that. But, so what's the thing? So the thing with the military, she already signed a contract, right? And she's kind of trying to see if she can
wiggle out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. I hate when they always give these one more day and then this happens. They say we got one more rehearsal before the actual dance thing, right?
Yeah. What episode was this? 8?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, you know how they always have some sort of big Great Gatsby event.
Yeah.
At the end of every season.
That'll be so like the closing background music and shit that's happening.
Yeah. Damn, they do the same shit. They're so fucking predictable. Because it was the same shit with Streets Need a Body, right?
Right.
Like, Kanan was like, oh, that's how this game is. Niggas up on the stage talking about shit they never did while you in the crowd, they rapping about your life or some shit.
Facts.
That was literally the end of the first
season.
And then the second season, there was a party that ended something. Second season she was on top of the rooftop and across 112th Street. That was the song that I played. I love that fucking
Don't forget about the last season where they had this shootout and Marvin got saved by Demo. That song that was playing, like, I went to YouTube the next day.
Oh, that was perfect. The song, what was it again? It was amazing. What was the song? While the bodies were dropping. Right. They had me bopping my head.
Right.
And I was just watching bodies drop. What was that fucking song?
That's a YouTube.
Was something about like a Saturday night or something? I can't remember. I know I like tweeted about it, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, what a night.
What a night.
Amazing. Oh, yes. Yeah. And it was a night.
Them bodies was dropping.
Yeah. At first, when it first came on, I'm like, how are we going to watch a shootout while listening to this? And then somehow, within 10 seconds, it made perfect sense.
Right.
That's power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Butters, big rehearsal or whatever. I mean, big show is going to be somebody major is going to die. Yeah. They still going to be singing Chuck Ninjiving on the damn stage while somebody getting gutted in the crowd.
Right, right. Yo, Fame was on this episode for 4 minutes, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Not long at all. I don't even remember what he did or said. What did he do?
Him and Cheryl. He went to go get his tape from Cheryl.
He wanted to perform or have studio time, and Cheryl gave him a job washing dishes.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought that lady's name was Shirley. It's not Shirley.
Nope, it's Cheryl.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't know that lady's name, but Cheryl don't really sound right to me.
Shirley makes more sense.
Yeah, Shirley makes more sense.
As a white lady.
All right.
Well, when you said Cheryl the first time, I was like, Cheryl Lee Ralph? She joined.
Oh, man, I'm horrible with names. But it is what it is.
Wasn't he calling Juliana Juanita?
Yeah.
I'm like, ain't no damn Mexican named Juanita.
I was like, why are you calling that lady that? Calling her Julia.
I don't know. I was mixing her up with a cousin.
It's all good. We know what you meant.
Yeah. I hate when that happens. Like, I go back and I'll listen to some of our older episodes, and I'm like, damn, I said that? But hey, shit happens. What else we got to talk about? So is Kanan getting to money yet? Because why is he sleeping on the floor, him and Crystal on the floor? Like, you don't got enough money for a bed?
All right, so I'll say this. If there's parallels between 50 Cent and his character in this show,
which there is,
50 Cent is not very flashy person when it comes to that shit. Like, he'll have a goal, and then like he'll put the bling on Front Street for the goal. And the reason I say that is if y'all ever watch Sneaker Shopping with him,
I saw that.
Y'all seen it, right?
Yeah, I saw that. I know what you're talking about.
The Red Octobers cost $5,000. He said, $5,000? Hell no. And mind you, this nigga's up 100 M's.
Yeah.
He said, that's a fucking PT Cruiser.
Right.
So I say all that to say, and even in Get Rich or Die Trying, remember when he was grinding to get that Benz, he was in the trenches. I think he was just stacking his money. So maybe Kanan is doing one of those, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm convinced that this isn't raising Kanan. This is raising Curtis.
50 Cent.
Yes, this is the Curtis Jackson story.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Same shit with I was actually watching it, and when Rock was talking about how, you know, she got to take the losses and shit like that and keep it moving and make it look elegant, all of that, I was like, yo. This is his mother. This is 50 Cent's mom. And just like what his viewpoint of her was. Because remember, she died when he was 8. And in his eyes, she was his hero. Like, he don't got no bad memories of his mother. So any opportunity he gets to raise the character of what his mother represents, I think he's taking it. I watched that, bro, and I was like, yo, this is about his mom 100%.
Yeah, I was always curious about how much input 50 Cent actually had into this show. And I think that he is like 90% hands-on in everything that goes on in this show. More than any other show.
Yeah.
I would think so. Because even he just recently... He's been very vocal about like them not being nominated for Emmys, and I don't think I've heard him go as hard for the other shows than he does for Raising Kanan in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Like when Raising Kanan don't get no noms, he's like making a big deal out of it on social. But I haven't seen him you know, be that passionate about, like, the first, well, he may have the first power or power book two or force.
He does, but not, I agree, not to the same extent. I think this is his baby for sure.
Yeah.
Did we get notification that there is a season four already? Because sometimes I get confused with Raising Kanan and Ghost. There's already a season four for Raising Kanan, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think they made an announcement.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't we usually get a? Oh, this it was renewed for season four.
Yeah, right. I don't remember that announcement. Like, I do remember it for Ghost, but I don't know if I remember them saying anything about the next season. And I already know their ratings are doing amazing, so I believe they will. But since we're talking about, like, 50 Cent in real life, did you guys see a maybe like a few weeks ago, there was something about Taraji P. Henson, and she felt like she wasn't getting the respect she deserves in Hollywood as a black actress, and 50 Cent was like, don't worry about it, I got you. I wouldn't mind if Taraji came over to Raising Kanan.
I agree. I just Googled it. They got renewed before the season even came out.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
But see, that's what they do. That's entertainment shit. They probably already got renewed for 3 and 4 and were already filming 3 and 4.
Right, and they wait until something epic happens in the season and then say, well, if you guys are happy with this, here's some more exciting shit.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's how you got to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
That's
all a PR right there. But yeah, it'd be interesting if he were to bring Taraji over, especially since she came from Empire and he has so much beef with them. At one point he was trying to pit Patina against Taraji. She had like a post or something.
And Patina
about that.
Said, cut that out. I remember that.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, she was like, I ain't with that shit. So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that. I wonder if Taraji would she even take the opportunity?
I think she would.
I think because I think she knows it was Hollywood shit. I'm pretty sure behind the scenes, unbeknownst to us, 50 was like, Taraji, I ain't got no beef with you. I'm just doing this because you got Empire and I got power.
He even kept it clean when he was like coming at her. He didn't go crazy like how he usually do when he beefing with somebody, you know?
Right.
Like Diddy, he called that nigga a fruit pop. And like Taraji, he would make fun of her character in the show, but he definitely kept it clean. He kept it clean.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And then Tyrese tried to step in one time. Yeah, what the fuck?
Who tried to step in? Tyrese?
Tyrese.
How would that step in somewhere?
Tyrese tried to come to her aid when 50 Cent started saying something to her, whatever, because he's reminiscent of the damn Jody role. Like, you don't beat.
Oh, man. I love this episode. Did we miss anything? Because sometimes I feel like we missed it, and then we hit each other in the group chat and talk about what we missed. What did we miss? We talked about Gerald. We talked about Butter. Fame wasn't on for that long. The mother. How are you disgusted by your own cooking?
Yo, no, that was.
I don't like her that much.
Facts. I seen the burnt toast. I was like, nah, there's no way you feeding this grown ass man burnt toast.
Right. How do you burn toast? Like, what? Come on, get it together.
Right.
The toaster's supposed to do that for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That means you don't know what setting to put the toaster on.
Nothing. You are hopeless.
So I wonder, so maybe we will get more of a backstory, because why is she such a bad mother? What does she have going on? To drugs?
Exactly. She's
a druggie. Had
like,
to be.
You know, we may start seeing.
And she never has money. So she's a bad, she's horrible.
I think something that we missed was, we ain't really going into detail on it, but you see how Crystal purposely tried to show Case like that her and Kanan was talking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like right after Jukebox got that lead role, like, I think that's really going to fuck Aisha up.
Nah, yeah. Aisha said she don't care. She said as long as she got...
Nah, bro. Come on. Nigga, I care.
But Juke cares.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, Juke cares more than Aisha cares because Aisha already knows what Kanan was about. He invited her out to a movie, and already you trying to get in her pants. Like, she probably didn't know Kanan was like that. Now that she does, it's like, man, I'm over him.
You would hope. But if they're supposed to be acting like 17-year-olds, she's definitely listening to TLC and crying with looking at posters on her wall.
Aisha is pregnant last week. I can't remember. I did listen to the episode, but I can't remember.
What'd you say?
Because Aisha throwing up and all of that last week.
No. She throws up because she has nervous. Weight issues. She wants to keep that figure that she has. So she makes herself throw up on purpose.
What? Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, she's bulimic.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's another question I asked. I asked, is one of these girls the mother of Sean Stark? And somebody told me no, because they actually revealed what the mother's name was in OG Power, and it's not Aisha or Crystal. I thought it was, though.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think that. Power. That shit was a long shot if I ever heard one.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Somebody said...
getting the first girl we seen you on screen with...
That's not the first girl. You saw him with Paloma and Paloma's moms.
That's a fact. You're right, my fault. Forgot he was a Rolling Stone.
Right.
You're right. What if Paloma's mom is Sean? I'm Sean's mom.
Stretching, brother.
Yeah, no, that's a reach. I'm kidding.
What else? The social worker's not coming back. She is 1,000% not coming back. Like, we won't. I can guarantee you she's not coming back.
Really?
What if this pisses her off and she calls the police?
Exactly. Mm. I think there's more to be seen of her.
I agree.
At least one more.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think she's going to call the police, but, I mean, she's still got to do her job. And, I mean,
yes, falsify documents. Falsify paperwork.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think they'll still show her falsifying paperwork or lying and saying that she met with him and everything. Okay, I think there's another piece. I don't think we're done with her. I agree with Leon.
I'm mad Ronnie slowed down on the killing, man. He got 3 killings really fast and hasn't killed anybody since. I'm disgusted, man.
I
think they're saving the body, your body count limit for the final episode.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen. I was about to say, Eric is hell bent on him getting that fight.
I need 2 more, brother. Get 2 more, please.
He got a couple more in him, I think. I don't think he really had no reason to kill nobody. I mean, I guess he could have killed Fame, but Kanan didn't want that. And
nah, he could have killed Bill, is that white guy's name, right?
Paul.
Jesus Christ. Paul, he could have killed Paul.
Yo, Eric.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm sorry. I'm just white guy names.
Like, who the hell is Bill?
Bill and Juanita. And
I'm making my own power in my head, my own characters and shit.
Your own power universe.
You ain't watching Kanan be raised. You watching Raising Curtis for real.
Yeah, I think he'll get a couple more bodies.
We didn't see Paul. We didn't see Paul or Stefano this episode, right?
No, Paul ain't dead, man. Not yet, at least.
Not yet. I don't see a reason for him to die, but
yeah.
He may prove me wrong.
Hmm. Ronnie did rough up Famous in the preview for next week.
Famous is stupid, bro.
He did. The preview.
If you got away from Ronnie once, you shouldn't have to get away from him twice. Stay out Ronnie way.
Right,
stay out the crazy niggas way.
Unless he had to go get something from his apartment, but
keep it.
Not his apartment anymore, but
right, that's Kanan's shit now.
I don't know. Ronnie might do something to Fame. I just don't see. I really don't see. I don't know where to go from here. But we talked about that.
That next episode that we seen the preview for yet. That shit seems like things is about to get real intense.
Absolutely.
Like something monumental is gonna happen in that episode, and you know it's gonna be because Rock made her move with killing Juliana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She made her move, so you know.
And the scene that they showed us between Howard, Marvin, Lou, and Rock, I hope we see that in its entirety next episode. I don't want it to be on some okay to be continued shit. Like, show us that completely. I want to see, does Lou get killed, or does Marvin save Lou and kill Howard? I think that's what's gonna happen.
It's possible. I think I gotta watch it again. I gotta watch the preview again.
Yeah, I actually went to YouTube because Starz doesn't play it right away. Starz just plays the, you know, the show, and then it goes on into a different show. So I actually saw it on YouTube, and I was happy that I saw it, because I agree with you, Leon. It looks like it's about to get real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I search it on YouTube every time I get off.
I got 2 episodes to wrap it up, so it's gotta start popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Body's gotta start dropping.
My thing is, do y'all see Rock? Do y'all see the show continuing with Rock dead?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
If it becomes more centered on Kanan and him building his empire, I can see it moving forward without Rock.
If you bring in another, but
I don't know how soon that would happen, but I think it would still be, you know, a pretty good show.
But it would have to be another.
It's not about his mom; it's about Kanan.
Yeah, but every show kind of needs like similar boxes to be checked, right? So you would have to bring in another female lead.
I was gonna say we can have the powerful female lead without it being his mother, though.
Who would it be? Taraji?
Somebody, a new person introduced. Yeah. I could see that. I could definitely see it being Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, I feel like if they're going to start going in that direction, like, we'll start seeing that next season.
Yeah. They're going to have to start,
somebody,
you know,
be introduced, and you're like, okay, now they're just kind of how, like, they kind of pushed Unique out. Kinda, you know. But I do see it. It could still be a pretty good show without Rock, because it's really about Kanan.
Facts.
And I think they've given us a solid 3 seasons of why Kanan is the way he is, because his mom was like that, or whatever. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Any predictions?
Kanan kills his mom.
We've been saying this for season 1.
Howard is done. Howard's not making it to Narcotics. He's not. Nobody's getting a happy ending. You can't be in the streets and get a happy ending. The only person that got a happy ending in Raising Kanan is Symphony, and he's not in the streets. He went.
Yo, I forgot about bro.
Yeah, he bounced.
That nigga is out of here. Perfect, like riding a horse in Virginia or some shit.
Yes, he's holy cool. He's out of here. Shit. But he wasn't in the streets. He wasn't in the streets. And maybe Lou, because I think that the way we all feel about Lou is the way a lot of people feel. So Lou may not die. You know, like right now, everybody's like, "Yo, get Lou out of here." If we got to make a decision between Lou and Marvin, make it Lou. But sometimes we don't always get what we want as the viewer. I think Lou will get the ticket out of Queens. You know what I mean? Like, Lou, you got to get up out of here. You can't stay around. You are a liability. We just saved you. I'm big bro Marvin. Take this bread. Get up out of here. But that's the only person that I can see getting a happy ending. Howard can't do this. He's behind too much death. And he didn't you get a promotion? Not happening. He's done. Howard is out of here. That's my prediction. Howard's not making it to season 4. He's dying episode 9 or episode 10. I'm standing on it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Either that or his ass is going to prison.
I'll go as far as saying Lou is going to kill himself, bro. He is dying. There's no happy ending for this guy. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for them to bring him to this level for him to just, you know, get a train ticket out. Hell no.
And he did just give up on music. That was the only love he had. And he said, yo, Shirley, what's her name? Shirley, right?
Cheryl,
give this tape to Faye. I'm out of here. That's crazy. That's the only thing he loved, and he gave it up.
Yep. Oh, this is something I wanted to talk about too. When he let them shots off, them bullets is gonna lead back to.
Nah.
If he's smart, he ditched the gun that he killed somebody with, and that's not the gun that he killed anybody with. I'm not gonna say Scrappy's mom. I'm gonna just say somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And but them bullets that he let off. And, you know, it's not like he was in disguise or in the thick of the night or some shit.
I don't think that's coming back to him. I think that was just a random moment that we won't have to see or worry about again.
We'll see.
He wanted to get those dudes up off him. Those bullets aren't coming back. Raising Kanan is not onto forensics like that. They're not going to be like, oh.
That's true. All right.
Thank you, Tiff. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Deron, man. I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.
Peace. Thank you for listening to The Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.